I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studios, and on the phone we have Amy Sanders of the Paducah Symphony Orchestra. Amy, good afternoon, and thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Amy, the word is out about the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival music lineup, and you're right in the catbird seat for that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We are very excited about this year's lineup.
How many people, performers and groups, sought to be involved, and how many do you have?
We had around 200 bands who had applied during our process, and we've narrowed it down to about 18 bands this year.
Whew, that is a tough cut.
Yes.
You're really excited about your headliners.
We are headlining on, believe it is Friday night, we will have J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers. And on Saturday night, our headliners straight out of the Columbia Valley of Louisville area will be the 23 String Band.
You know, I think many of our listeners have heard about the Dirt Daubers, but I'd love for you to describe their what they do in detail, also the 23 String Band.
Oh, well, I can tell you about the 23 String Band first. They play fun, fuel-injected, original Americana music. They have gotten on the scene over the last few years and basically exploded within the Americana genre. Kind of the same way J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers, you know, being a local-based band out of Paducah in Murray, Kentucky, they have had a wonderful regional following and have continued to grow that throughout the Southeast.
Now, J.D. has been known as a pretty wild man, but he's tamed down pretty considerably, don't you think, on the Dirt Daubers?
That's what I hear. I have been away from Paducah for about 14 years, so I'm really excited about seeing him perform again. When I was in college, I actually heard him play, so this is about 14, 15 years after that fact. So,
so you've calmed down a little bit, too.
Absolutely.
Well, talk about the scene of the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. It's really cool.
It is. We are going to have artists from the Lowertown area. We will have vendors, musicians from all over the southeast region who are coming together for this fantastic event. We will have thousands and thousands of festival goers coming from, of course, parts of Kentucky, Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, and it's just a great revival bringing together local artists and musicians.
Okay, let's start with Friday and just run down the main stage and the Harrison Street stage.
Sure, I'll be happy to. On Friday, we will start our musical entertainment at 3 p.m. on the main stage, and at 3 p.m., C2, a local band, will open the festival. Following C2 at 4 p.m., we have our local favorite, Lou Jeton, and 641 South at 4 p.m.
Hey, Amy, before we go any further, it just occurs to me that I don't think I've referenced the fact that this is all going on Friday and Saturday, May 17th and 18th.
Correct. You are correct.
Okay.
Yes. So on that Friday, the 17th, like I said, we will have C2, Lou Jeton, 641 South, followed by Fat Box at 5 p.m., and Oh Yeah Dakota will be playing at 6 p.m. We will have evening performances, which include Blue Mother Tupelo at 7 p.m., another favorite who performed last year, which the crowd loved, the Duke of Uke and his Novelty String Orchestra at 8 p.m., and then rounding out the night will be J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers. On the Harrison Street stage, we've got Blue Mother Tupelo playing there as well at 4:45, followed by Fat Box at 6:45, and Oh Yeah Dakota on 7:45. Basically, this year, what we're kind of doing is quality over quantity. So a few of the performers who are performing on the main stage will also be performing on the Harrison Street stage as well.
Gotcha.
And then on Sunday, fantastic lineup, and we're going to start it out at 10 a.m. This is on the 18th with the Lone Oak Big Band, followed by the Paducah Jazz Ensemble at 11 p.m. Paducah native Matt Anderson and his band, the Decadents, who lives in Nashville now, will perform at noon on the main stage, as well on the Harrison Street stage at 2:15. Another favorite of the festival will be the Akasha Dance Troupe. They're a belly dance troupe. Mm-hmm. They're performing a couple of times, once at 12:45 and again at 3:45 p.m. for 10-minute intervals on the grassy area beside the stage. We will then have Garcia and Scott, as well as the Ivis John Band, perform during the afternoon sessions, beginning at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. respectively. Then comes in, we've got something new this year. The Paducah Symphony Youth Orchestra will be performing at 4:15, followed by the Paducah Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Raffaele Ponti, taking place at 5:30 p.m. That evening, on Saturday, we will have Nashville-based Tommy and the O's performing at 7 p.m. Very excited about the lineup on Saturday night. We have Tom and the O's, followed by the Blind Corn Liquor Pickers at 8 p.m., and then we've got the 23-string band closing out the show. On the Harrison Street stage, lineups include Paducah's own Captain Freddie and the River Cats, and that will begin around 11:45, followed by the Marshall County-based Terrapin Pond. As mentioned previously, the Decadents will perform at 2 p.m., followed by Soul Dog, Garcia and Scott, and Ivis John Band. And then the Nashville-based Meet the Seavers will be performing at 6 p.m. on the Harrison Street stage. So that's our group of performers that we have so far for Friday and Saturday.
Now, you mentioned quality over quantity, and I wondered if you'd venture to characterize the variety involved here.
Well, we had a committee of four or five who listen to every single band over and over and over again. And what we did, we had committee members from different sectors of the community who have different views on what they like with music. And so we just basically narrowed it down to those groups that we thought the community as a whole in the region and festival goers as a whole would enjoy listening to all of the different kinds of music, whether it's folk, Americana, a little bit of jazz, little bit of country, and then you throw in the Paducah Symphony Orchestra as well.
Is it going to be the full orchestra?
Well, we have put a call out for musicians. At this point, we're probably thinking maybe 25 to 30 members of
wow.
the orchestra will participate.
That's not too shabby, Amy.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a lot of listening to do, and we're glad to be involved, and I thank you for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you. Appreciated being on your show.
That's Amy Sanders. She's the Artistic Services Manager of the Paducah Symphony Orchestra. And we're talking about the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. She serves as the primary booking agent for the festival. I hope I've said that correctly, because Lord knows there are all sorts of terminologies that I'm not completely familiar with. But anyway, you can check this out online at Lowertown Arts and Music Festival 2013 and see everything that's going on, the range of artists involved and food vendors. It's a spread-out festival in Lowertown streets in downtown Paducah and is becoming one of our region's signature events, so check it out.